jeni me SBS Albanian.
Një reportazh i televizionit australian nga viti 1962 për qytetin Shepparton thot: ju nuk do të prisni të gjeni një komunitet shqiptar në qendër të Australisë, por aty është. Që nga e kohë Shepartoni ka ndryshuar. Nga je vërtet, where are you really from? Michael Hay është autori një seriali dokumentar Where Are You Really From, prodhuar për televizionin SBS. Në një nga epizodet, a i ndalon në Shepparton, ku intervistoj dy familje shqiptare për historinë e tyre, pse erdhen dhe pse qëndruan në Australi. Po ashtu ai është kurios se pas gjithë këtyre viteve, se si ata do përgjigjen në pyetjen nga je vërtet, Where Are You Really From? Djekim një shkputje nga dokumentari SBS-it në gjuhën angleze. Ndalesa është në Shepparton, një qytet me 4 xhami, 30 komsi të ndryshme dhe një histori islamike që shtrihet prapa një shekulli. Ajo që bën këtë qytet viktorian një qendër kozmopolitane, përmbledhet nga Dini Adem, djalë i një migranti shqiptar i cili arriti të bëhet kryetari i bashkisë së Shepartonit. Dini Adem thotë: "Ju nuk duhet të toleroni fqinjin tuaj. Ju duhet ta festoni atë."
Hi, I'm Michael Hay, and my family came to this country over 100 years ago. That means I'm a fifth generation Australian. But even then, if you look like me, you do get asked some questions.
Where are you from?
Well, what about your family?
Yeah, but where are you really from?
Don't get me wrong, in a country where 75% of us identify with an ancestry other than just Australian, that is a conversation worth having. So I'm hitting the road to meet the communities that have changed this country. We're going to learn why they came and why they've stayed. And all these years later, I want to find out how they answer that big question. You might be thinking, this is not your average rural scene. Well, that's because Shepparton is not your average regional city. This is a community of more than 30 different nationalities who speak 50 languages. And as for that mosque, well, it's actually one of four, the oldest of which has been here since the 1960s.
This is Shepparton, capital of the Goulburn Valley District. That's the post office. And this is the first Mohammedan mosque that was ever built in Australia. It's an astonishingly cosmopolitan city, Shepparton. You wouldn't expect to find an Albanian community right in the center of Australia like this, but there it is.
Well, look, it's not the most magisterial type building, but it doesn't need to be. I mean, it really, it's a place of worship. It has tradition now, so we like to keep it small and simple.
Dini Adem is a former mayor of Shepparton and a member of an Albanian community that has been in the Goulburn Valley for a century.
My dad came out in 1935 as a 17-year-old. The tradition was in Albania that it's called kurbet. That kurbet means that a male member of the family gets basically sent off to anywhere in the world to seek their fortune after a period of 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. And they then come back. My dad obviously didn't go back, but he was about 2 months away from doing that. I could have been there and had a completely different life.
Tell me about growing up as an Australian Albanian in Shepparton.
The only time that I started, I suppose, acknowledging or understanding that we're a little bit different here is when we used to have RI, religious instruction, at primary school. The teachers would grab me and four or five other Albanians and say, right, here's the footy boys, go have a kick on the oval. People have stereotyped a Muslim has to look a certain way, and that's not the case, obviously. Albanians, really, you wouldn't know that, hang on, these guys are Muslim. You couldn't identify them just by the way they dress or look. Or... our faith is an inherited faith, there's no doubt about that, and that's probably the case for 95% of the world.
Shepparton has long been the fruit bowl of Victoria, and it was work at the orchards that brought so many Albanians here in the first place. Some of those Albanian families are still at the heart of it.
families like the Sharis. Dashmere, or Dash, is a third-generation Shepparton orchardist.
My grandfather, he came from Albania in 1927. I think 1950, he planted his first pear tree. My father, who just turned 80, he's born and bred here on the farm.
80 and still fanging around
the
farm.
Yeah, he's in the tractor, he loves the machinery.
And you've got kids now as well on the farm.
Yeah, three girls and another one on the way. Due any day, so if I get a phone call, boys, it's I've got to shoot. Sorry, but yeah, she's due this week.
What's life like as an orchardist?
Busy. Every day's a Monday on the farm. There's no public holidays. Our harvest starts in about a month's time. Gosh, about 7 months. So it's a hectic season.
What do you imagine your grandfather would think if you saw all this?
Probably say you got rocks in your head, but I hope he'd be proud, I guess. All ethnics, probably back then, you know, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, had it tough because they were outsiders. They were segregated. Like my father's always said, when they worked at various farms, it was, you know, that cup was assigned to you and that cup was assigned to you. It was just little things, but they were sort of looked upon differently.
When you meet people like outside of Shepparton, would they ever be surprised to learn about your faith or anything?
Yeah,
or?
Definitely. They start talking about religion. You say, oh, I'm Muslim. And they're like, no, but you drink. I know, but it doesn't change my religion. You know, it's some people go to mosque and, you know, and pray on Fridays. Many of us don't. But it's our religion. It's, you know, it's our belief. It's like we've got two different worlds. We've got our world of Albanian community. And then in the workplace and whatever, we're just Aussies. In horticultural terminology, I'm a fruit tree grown in Australia with the roots from Albania.
Dash is the youngest of six kids and grew up in a house of 14. He was in the house
It was
there.
My family, it was my uncle and his family, which was his wife and two daughters, and it was my grandmother and an auntie as well. So it was a big house.
In fact, it's this same house where he still lives with mum and dad. Dash was telling me there was 14 people sleeping in this house. How'd you cope squeezing them all in?
Well, we have got a big house. We renovated. Have
more kids, you build, extend the house.
Add on another couple of bedrooms.
Yeah, a lot of bedrooms.
So, Dash, how many kids are you going to have to fill out the big house now?
Three. My job's easy.
Dash's dad, Lexi, was born and raised in Shepparton. But his mum, Rivka, came as a child when her family fled communist Albania.
My father had no choice, otherwise they would have killed him. So when we escaped, we were 3 years in Greece in a camp. I was young, only 12 years old, really, and when we come.
We didn't know a word in English. It took about 2 to 3 months till we learned.
And you go to the butcher's, you just say there.
I don't know what the word for that is, but I know what chops looks like.
That's how it is. That's how it was. We can remember.
Were you happy when Dash took over the farm?
Yeah, well, I told him.
No choice.
What am I going to do with it? My age now.
What?
That's how all us Albanians, most of us, you know, they tell their boys, you want it? Some will take it, some say, no, I don't want it.
What about for the next generation?
I'm a third generation Albanian, so they're fourth. So for them to be brought up the way my parents were, it's never going to happen. So long as they understand their roots or their heritage of where they come from, so then they can appreciate going forward in what they choose to do in their life, that you've got a very gifted country in Australia and people just take it for granted.
To understand the impact of those first Albanian Muslims on Shepparton, you only need to see what's come since. In the 70s, a Turkish community settled. In the 90s, it was the Iraqis, and most recently, Afghanis. In fact, this Afghan mosque was being built at a time when just down the road in Bendigo, protests broke out against plans to build their first mosque.
We were all looking at it in a way that, you know, shaking our heads to think as to why is this happening. You shouldn't tolerate your neighbour, you should celebrate their culture.
Shepparton is far from perfect, but it works.
For 100 years, looking, sounding and worshipping differently has been the norm here. In fact, it's what makes Shepparton special. And that's the thing about a question like, where are you really from? If we ask it the right way, it gives us a chance to celebrate who we are and how we got here. The families I've met in this series, they've changed their communities forever. And now they're helping to redefine what we consider to be Australian. And that is a story worth hearing, wherever you're really from.
A ju pëlqeu ky reportazh? Për më shumë vizitoni Apple Podcast, Spotify ose faqet e tjera të podcast-it.